Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Fantastic. How are you?
This is happy Thursday. Happy Thursday all day today. Yes, I'm so excited. We've got a fantastic guest today, Minetta Hare, Apostle Minetta Hare. So we'll bring her on shortly, but yeah, I'm really excited about today. And what are you up to?
Well, I am just excited to be here. Just want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning. I am ready for this holiday weekend, just relaxing, enjoying. So happy that I'm not on the road driving. This morning, I don't know what to do. I can do the show from the comforts of my home studio. So I'm excited about that, Coach Cassandra. That's all I got going. Yes, yes, yes. So everybody, get ready for an awesome, awesome show this morning. Go and inbox somebody, Facebook somebody, LinkedIn somebody, social gram them with social cam or Instagram or whatever you need to do. Let somebody know to tune in to the show this morning. Got an awesome guest, and we can't wait to hear from Miss Minetta Hare, I believe that's her last name. So we're excited. I hope you're excited. Today is Thursday. You know, I tell you, there's a lot of people out there who need to be empowered, and people who want to start their business. Oh, yes. We are excited to be here talking about all about entrepreneurs, individuals who are starting businesses. Now, I didn't lose you, did I, Coach Cassandra?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me now?
You know.
Yeah, but, you know, we would make a great cellular commercial, right? Can you hear me now?
I know.
Paid for doing this.
Yeah, I can hear you much better now. Yes, but yes, these cell phones will drop you in a minute these days. So yes, well, so our guests, our phone line is open. You know, he is ready.
Yes. All right. Yeah, we'll bring her on in one moment. talk about technology. I'm trying to bring up her bio right now, and my phone is being the friendliest, so it's saying download, but it's not downloading. So sometimes that's a problem. But listen, I've got a great 4th planned. I'm very excited about the 4th of July, and I'm sure everyone else is. I'm going to a big barbecue. Oh, yeah, that's what's happening for me on Friday. What about you too, Coach? You got a big barbecue going? Or your husband is probably doing it, right?
Well, actually, I got a little barbecue going. Every year, 4th of July, we do a really, 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 really big barbecue. This year, because usually I go to Cincinnati, Ohio, my hometown, and I get about 35 of my nieces and nephews and their children, their husbands and boyfriends and girlfriends and wives, and we just do a really, really big thing every year. For the past about 6 years, we've been doing that since my mother passed away. But this year, I'm not going to be doing that. So normally I have plans to do that. But now I'm going to just do something really small here at my home because Labor Day comes. And we always do like a 100-person cookout for Labor Day. So,
wow.
Yeah, my husband, his birthday is Labor Day, my husband. So, he loves to celebrate his birthday in that way. So it's been the tradition. It's been the tradition for 25 years. We've been married 25 years, so we've done that every year for 25 years. So,
wow. That's huge.
Yeah, so
now, when is your birthday?
My birthday is not until November. So November, it's kind of cold out, you know. I think this year I'm going to start a new tradition, though. I think I'm going to start a new tradition to go to Florida and spend my birthday in Florida.
I'm not mad at you. That sounds wonderful.
Because it's like snowy. It's not really a party time. Who wants to come? One year, though, when I turned 50, I did the big celebration. I wanted a church service. I said, it was the first year I had ever did that. I said, I want a church service for my birthday party. And I told my husband agreed to it. Up to that time, most of my parties were what we used to call the hullabaloo. And so I was starting to really understand my purpose in the Lord. I said, I want me a Christian, downright church service, right, when I turned 50. And so my husband contacted a neighbor of ours who knew a lot of my church family, though she was not a member of my church. So she planned the whole thing, and she had the choirs come and sing, one of my favorite choirs. And they sang my favorite song by Martha Minuzzi. Then we had one of the preachers there. He did a little sermonette. My mom had just passed away, so she wasn't able to be there. But all my siblings come from Cincinnati. My beautiful stepdaughter, my grandson, was only like a few months old. He was there. It was awesome. And my pastor, his wife, we had praise dancing. My favorite nieces, she praise danced. And I was just elated. And this girl, she's a real planner. So it was really so high level. I was never able to achieve that. I would have had to hire her every year, you know. But,
wow. I think that sounds like a blessing.
When I turn 60, I think I'll hire her again and do that. It was just, it was amazing.
Wow. It sounds like it. It sounds like it. Coach, I'm going to go ahead and bring on Apostle here and say hello to her today. We're going to wing it, as they say. So hello, Apostle here.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. Praise God.
Praise God. And me is Coach LaLisa. And we are so glad to have you on the show.
Grateful to be here. I'm glad. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Coach, LaLisa and the All About Entrepreneurs guest with me is Apostle Minetta Hare, hailing from Michigan. And this woman of God has mission trips all over the world. And what she has going for her is that she has taken the largest group of women and I believe people over to Africa for a missions trip. A lot of people think that, you know, T.D. Jakes took the most, but actually she has, you know, she has taken even more, which is pretty huge. And she has, she does entrepreneurship and business for women. She's a business consultant, very active in ministry. She's got ministry training sites all over the country. And wow. I'm going to let you tell us a little bit more about that, Apostle Hare, and what your ministry is called. And go ahead. The floor is yours.
Well, good morning again. I'd just like to thank you for inviting me to share with your listening audience. As you said, my name is Minetta Hare. I'm in the great city of Detroit, and I wear a dual hat, not only as a minister of the gospel, but as a marketplace apostle to take the people of God beyond the walls or beyond the pews to the things that God has put in and birthing through in what we would call the marketplace. And so many doors and avenues over the last 25-plus years has been the work of the ministry in business as well as the spiritual realm of our lives that God has purposed each of us. I really believe that the Lord has put a purpose in us, put a creativity in us in the form of what we would call entrepreneurship or business ownership, and that's for each of his children, that the works of their hands would be blessed. The witty ideas, the creativity that flows in us is a part of what God has deposited in our DNA. And so our ministry and our business, which is God's business, is that we would empower, equip, encourage, educate, train, activate persons in the area of entrepreneurship. That's what we say, catch the spirit of entrepreneurship and run with the vision.
Wow,
that sounds wonderful. How do you like that, Coach LaLisa? My goodness. So now, what is your ministry name? And you're all over the country?
Our ministry is several components of it. We have Faith That Works Ministry, which is our evangelistic outreach ministry into the marketplace, into every sphere of society. And so we try not to put any limits on God. Many times when we hear the word ministry or church, we automatically lock ourselves into a four-wall component. But we are in this season that God is expanding each of us in the purpose of God. So that is one component. Faith That Works Ministry is just that, taking our faith, our belief into our work environment, into our workplace, into our marketplace. We also have a component of the ministry, which is our evangelistic and mission outreach, which we call Arise and Build. That is building the lives of people spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. And then our component, we have an outreach that we do for children, which is called our Children of Hope International Initiative. And so We have a women's arm, and it goes on the Lydia Circle of Christian Business and Professional Women. We're in over 12 nations and expanding as we speak. So those are the ministries. And then our business component is Global Business Solutions and Good Success Seminars and Coaching Services. So those are just a couple of the things that we're doing right now that I could share with you.
Just a few of the things, right? How do you have time, enough hours in the day to complete all the things that you do? My goodness. Wow, my hat's off to you. Absolutely. That's wonderful how God has blessed you to make such an impact. Now, when did the ministry get started, and how did this happen? How did it happen that you decided to get up, put one foot in front of the other, and do what God has called you to do? I mean, that just sounds so exciting that you have the faith to get up and actually do the things that God put in your heart.
Well, as I mentioned, I think that the Lord God, we're made in his image, and so he deposits something in each of us before we were conceived. And so even as a little child, in the natural sense, the spirit of entrepreneurship was in me as a little child. And so the business component and the faith component were always integrated. That knowing that God created everything and that I could be a business owner, I could be an entrepreneur, I enjoy those things of business. And one thing I say to your listening audience, God has no problem with you being wealthy. I want to say that right off in the beginning, because He's given us the power. He's given us the authority to get wealth, but he's given us creativity that we can bring to the earth and be blessed by the works of our hands. And so as a young child, I'm talking 3, 4, 5, we have children right now, we can see entrepreneur business type spirit upon them. And now what we need to do is cultivate that in our children at this time. And that's what I do. I train young people as well. Been doing that for over 25 years. When we think about the ministry and business, they are integrated. I have not separated them. At one time I did. And the Lord said, I never told you to separate them. You're one person. And I call you in this time and season to do this in the area of entrepreneurship, because I've been anointed, called, chosen to do business. And if those that have been stirring in their spirit about them starting a business, or God has given them some creativity, or God has given them a hobby and a passion for something, God can bless the works of your hand. And so when I came to the realization that they are integrated, seamlessly integrated, because that's what God put in me in the very beginning. Just like some people are called to be lawyers, some are called to be doctors, some are called to be accountants, some are called in various areas to be singers, some are called to be athletes. And so you have to know your purpose and your calling that God has put in your life. He said, I know the plans I have for you. So many have backed away from what has really been deposited in their spirit from birth in this area.
Wow.
So that's why there's such a call right now for persons to activate, stir up that gift of entrepreneurship that's within them. If we look at the patriarchs, just to give you from a biblical standpoint, and then we can look at today. But from a biblical standpoint, God made Abraham very prosperous and very wealthy. I said God did. He blessed him with cattle and livestock, and he had a staff. He had a trained army of 300 plus and their families. So Abraham was an entrepreneur. He was a businessman.
Wow.
And so as we look in the 21st century and persons that have become very wealthy, millionaires, billionaires, God don't have any problems because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. See, it's going to take courage for you to be wealthy. It's going to take courage for you to be an entrepreneur, to be profitable in what God is giving you to do, because the money has a mission. The money has a purpose to advance the kingdom of God, to do the will of God, for the kingdom to be advanced. So we have to break off the mindset of many entrepreneurs that God wants you to be very wealthy, just as he did Abraham, to advance his kingdom.
The money
That's why he's calling you. Yeah, the money has a purpose. It's beyond just buying a house, a car, and clothes, and the luxuries of life. God has no problem with that. But you must know the purpose of the money. Because it's just a tool. It's just a resource. And once we get that in our mind and understand the money does not control, but you are to use it as a tool in what God has called you to do, you get a greater revelation in being an entrepreneur and being a business owner. What's the purpose?
Wow. You know, I've never heard anyone put it quite like that before, that your money has a mission, that money has a purpose. You don't usually hear people say it like that. I mean, of course, you know, pay your tithes, pay your offering, you know, you get extra money, put it in the church. But, I mean, you give it a whole new meaning to stewardship and responsibility when you put it like that, and how our entrepreneurship, oh, my God, how God has really ordained that. Wow.
Absolutely. No. We can go throughout the Bible. We have a New Testament for us, the women. Lydia, she was a dealer of purple. She loved the Lord. She opened up her heart to receive Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. But it did not stop her from being a businesswoman. Proverbs 31 woman, she was a trader. I do international business trade missions. So we're doing business all around the world. Products, goods, and services. The earth is the Lord. It's not just in your little four corners. See, we have
come
to expand our mind. And when we even use mediums of a blog talk radio, it has the capacity to be received all around the world. And so as we go about being an entrepreneur, it's beyond just your city, your nation, but it is a global assignment. And so when we look at the Proverbs 31 woman, she did trade. Merchants brought in products. She sold it. She bought land. She was a realtor. You read that. She was a businesswoman. She was an entrepreneur. We can go from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Paul was a tent maker. Priscilla and Aquila. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was an entrepreneur. He was a carpenter. And not in a carpenter in a sense. He worked with his hands, created things. And so we have to get our people minds renewed and revived in this area of entrepreneurship and business ownership. You may work a J-O-B. You may be working for someone else. And that is honorable. Work is honorable. It is unto the Lord. The reward comes from the Lord, and that's to take care of ourselves, and that's to be beneficial. But God has put something else inside of you as well to manifest. I call it IPR, your intellectual property right. That's what the Holy Spirit will put inside of you. Every invention, hear what I say. Every invention, every witty idea has not come to the earth yet. And God may want to use one of your listeners today, and you will instantly become a millionaire. There are millionaires being made every minute of the day, multimillionaires. We got to take the lid off of how we see ourselves. That's where it starts. God is the God who is the creator. And so if
yes.
he is inside of us, then we have creation inside of us that we can go and create.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So you even have entrepreneurs, business people, and ministry right here in St. Louis, right?
Oh, yeah. We have contacts all around the country because I'm engaged in this training of entrepreneurs, not only locally, but nationally and globally. And so, again, the ministry is business and business is the ministry. And so we have many partners and co-laborers and persons that work with us in various aspects of one or the other, whether it's the ministry side or the business side. But in St. Louis and really around the country. As a spokesperson, as a speaker, as a trainer, I'm right now engaged with Goldman Sachs, which is one of
wow.
the largest financial institutes
yes.
in the world.
I'm familiar with them.
And
yes.
They are doing a program right now called 10,000 Entrepreneurs or 10,000 Small Business Owners. And before they came up with this program 3 years ago, the Spirit of the Lord gave it to me many years ago to raise up, train, activate 10,000 entrepreneurs, business owners globally. And what the Word of the Lord says, out of that, 1,000 of them will become millionaires if they receive the Word of the Lord and not be procrastinators, but not only hearers of God's word, but doers. I say that to your listeners. You cannot tune into this program day after day and just as a listener, but you must be active and engaged in the word that's being released in Jesus' name.
Well, sign me up, Apostle. How do you get involved in this? Where do you go to connect with that?
Well, the Goldman Sachs program is being offered all around the country, and you can actually go into their website. You can Google it, Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business, and pull up and see if it's being offered in your city. It just recently rolled out with Detroit in March, and the president of Goldman Sachs as well as Warren Buffett came to the city for 3 days to
what?
Do the promotional component. See, things are done in the spirit realm. Hear what I say. They're done in the spirit realm before they manifest in the natural. And so
yes.
this is just a part of the vision that God not only released in my spirit, but many others. And we have been training and trying to teach the body of Christ about entrepreneurship and small business ownership for many years. Now we have to move
wow.
from the job mentality into a wealth generation and to wealth creation and wealth building through entrepreneurship. Because the day of saying just going and applying for a job, that's over. We have to make
mm-hmm.
this very plain to the people of God. In our churches, that day is over. It's no more you come to Detroit and get a job at the big three or at the automotive plant. That's over. But the Spirit of God that dwells inside of you has given you the ability, the power, and the authority to generate and create wealth.
Ooh-wee.
So
my gosh.
Goldman Sachs coming was a part of what God has shown his prophets, his apostles, what we have to do for his people right now in order for them to survive economically,
mm-hmm.
financially. That's where we're at right now. And so to see it in the natural with Goldman Sachs and other entities, governmental entities, have created many programs all around this world and all around this country right now. And if you really hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, then you hear it in the natural. It is start your own business. You hear it day in and day out. But the body of Christ must wake up. and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying about starting a business. So entrepreneurship is very important, and that is one of our mandates and goals right now, is to train up and release persons in the arena of entrepreneurship and small business ownership.
I know Coach Melissa can jump all over that. She's been on a mission to make sure people know about the president's initiative for people to become entrepreneurs. Coach Melissa, wow.
I definitely agree with everything you're saying, and so honored to meet you, Apostle Hare. God bless you, and that's why we're here every morning, encouraging and networking with and connecting with people. We bring on all types of entrepreneurs to showcase their tips and strategies, and pass on and impart those nuggets of wisdom to people that, do tune in. Some people go back later, listen to the archives. We have an entrepreneurial training conference that happens once a year. This will be our third year hosting that. And I believe I've been teaching people how to be entrepreneurs for the past 12 years now, since 2002, teaching people through business courses. One of our chapters is entrepreneurship, and every semester we try to encourage students who want to be entrepreneurs. And so thanks for just, confirming and really promoting that the Lord is in this. We know the scripture, and God will give us the gospel of good success. And Deuteronomy 8:18 is one of my favorites. He gives you power to get wealth. One of Deuteronomy 8:18. Listen, we had power belongs to God. I love that. So yes, I'm with you on that. And Goldman Sachs, yes, we have talked about that before, but I've not signed up for the program, but I knew they were out there doing stuff. So people who are tuned in to this show and everything you're saying, be an entrepreneur. We know we can't depend on jobs. Coach Cassandra also is a businesswoman, an entrepreneur, and people like myself and others, a lot of us are doing the dual. We have something at the college we call a dual admit programs now, where we have students at the community college, and at the same time, they're admitted into a four-year institution. So we call that the dual admit. Well, I'm coming up with something called the dual the dual income or something, where you are both an entrepreneur and you work for someone else. You have a dual. Some people have that. I believe there are some people have that dual purpose, because there are certain there are some jobs that won't really allow you to do that. They frowned on it, but there are some companies that welcome. So anyway, that's just my little two cents. But I'm with you, woman of God, in Michigan. You up there in the Michigan area?
Yes.
One of the places.
We definitely have to have dual and multiple streams of income.
There you go. There you
multiple,
go.
Because one source of income, be it a job or employer, if they longer cease to exist, then how you maintain yourself. The misnomer is that truly the entrepreneur or the employer or the executive or the employee, whichever hat you choose to wear.
That's right.
You still are responsible
for
the multiple streams of income to take care of yourself. And we understand employers that may have certain guidelines or policy that you are not in competition with them. But that's why I mentioned IPR, your intellectual property right.
That's right.
That means that's within you.
That's right.
I've had situations where persons who are engineers or inventors We're
That's
all
right.
inventors. And in the case of if they come up with an idea or an invention during the time that they're working for a company, the company is making claims to your creativity, to the God inside of you for their rights.
And that ain't
so,
right.
Again,
look, and that ain't right.
That's what I said. That's why I'm trying to get the people of God to understand.
That's
he
a good
put
point.
That IPR in you.
That's
and
right.
So that's why the mind has to be renewed toward entrepreneurship and business ownership in this season and time.
I like it. And, you know, we have Dr. Hayward Horton. He's out of upstate New York, and he is going around the country teaching on this entrepreneurial revolution. And so I like that intellectual property and that understanding that you can have an idea, and even though you may not be, you know, the CEO of your own business or whatever, but you are the CEO of your idea.
Absolutely. You got
and,
it.
And some people who write books, and like some of us, we're authors, and so we write, you know, I wrote a book when I didn't even know the value of writing a book. I just knew I wanted to write a book. I only did it because it was something I had been told my whole life I never could do. I didn't like reading. I flunked out of high school and never liked going to school, got beat every semester just to get to the next grade, every year rather, by my mother and father. So I said, you know what, I'll just write a book for the sake of it, for the heck of it. Little did I know, and that was 10 years ago, little did I know that self-publishing would become one of the fastest and quickest ways for people to be an entrepreneur. I had no clue at the time when I self-published that book. And Coach Cassandra knows about that. You know, I've told her that story.
Yeah.
But everything you're saying, but that intellectual property, so be it whatever type of creativity, I'm trying now. My husband is 64. I'm trying my best to convince him to make a CD. He can sing. He sings well. And, you know, I'm like, but, you know, he said, oh, I can't do it. But I'm like, why not? You know, I'm totally agreeing with you. People have to start.
It's never too late. It's never too late. The dream that God put inside of him is never too late. The dream that God put inside of your listeners is never too late to do.
That's right.
And to birth out what God has put in your heart. Don't let it die. Don't let
That's
someone
right.
discourage you. Stir up that gift.
Stir it up.
Start day by day, just doing a little part. Don't let the naysayers, don't let a spirit of procrastination, don't let a spirit of doubt, don't let a lack of faith in yourself, because you take one step toward doing what God has put inside of you, all the other things start lining up. So I say to you, I say to your leaders, I say to your listeners, I say, what is your dream? What is your vision? Write it down. Make it plain. Though the vision has tarried, 64 years later, it shall come to pass. Never give up on your dreams. Never.
I believe that. And whoever's listening, I know that sometimes, you know, it seems like it's not going to happen. But here we have the apostle on today confirming and encouraging and imparting unto you the way to go. And I totally agree with that. Multiple streams of income. And I definitely so applaud you for the work that you are doing, going around the world and teaching this powerful, powerful godly truth and biblical truth and principle and universal truth and principle. And I know when the housing market crashed about 7 or 8 years ago, and I seen a lot of people lose their homes right here around me. I'm in the New Jersey area, one of the most costly places on in the country to live. And I've seen many, many people, apostles, lose their homes. I'm talking about people that had were pretty well-to-do. And yet I'm still here in my house, and me and my husband. And it's just, you know, the two of us, and we survive. And like I said, and I was not with a full-time job, but I was an entrepreneur. So I'd be the first person that will let someone know that entrepreneurship can provide you an income to sustain. And here's what I like is that when the crash in the economy hit that last time around 08, right before Obama took office, or late 07, 08, right before that, I had been working steady. But I also had something on the side. So you talk about that multiple stream. So when my job folded, when that situation folded, that quote unquote, you know, that was one steady stream of income that was coming in. When that stream folded, I had already been working on the side, my other streams. I had two other streams. And I just put all of my energy into those two streams, and I was still able to maintain. So I would be the first person to say, absolutely, you need multiple streams. And so while other people were losing their homes, you know, my multiple streams were still, I was still able to maintain, you know what I'm saying? No, I couldn't go shopping the way I had been doing before. No, I couldn't go out to eat at some of the places that I ate before. But I was at the end, we still had our mortgage we were able to pay. We didn't have to foreclose and things like that. So that was another reason that propelled me to also want to encourage people to go into entrepreneurship, because the stream is real. And even though the entrepreneurship wasn't as robust because a lot of people didn't have money to purchase some of the products and services that I had, Apostle, so I began to offer products that they needed.
That's the way the economy works. Products that people need. That's the first rule of buying. I teach
business, so I kind of know some of the ins and outs of the economy because that's what I've studied.
Yeah.
That's what I've been teaching for the past 12 years at a couple of the colleges. Right. So I used everything. So some people I know, they say, you know, college isn't for everybody. But I use everything that I learned in that MBA program, everything. And I added my own stuff to it. And in our marketing classes, that's the first thing they tell you. Find a need and fill it. That's the first lesson.
Absolutely. Because that's my background. It's finance and economics.
So you
and
know.
You know, when we look at it, I don't want it to make it sound like it's a complicated PhD or MBA. You can have one little idea. I see them. They come across my desk. I work with people with one little basic idea that have made hundreds of millions of dollars. And I'll give you, for example, here in Michigan, it's a rental company called Two Men and a Truck. And it was a single mother with two boys and had lost through a divorce and had lost her source of income. And she started with her two sons hauling just with a pickup truck and hauling trash from people's yards and moving furniture. And here we are 20-plus years later. It is now a worldwide franchise. And they have made multiple of millions of dollars off of one little idea of meeting a need. You are solutionists. If you're having a problem with some particular thing or some particular area, that means someone else may be having that problem. You may be the solution to that problem. One idea. That's all it takes.
That's all.
You don't have to have a PhD. You don't have to have an MBA. You can have one idea, but you must be willing to work it and not procrastinate and not have a spirit of fear. Just be like the Nike commercial.
Just
do it.
Amen. Yes.
That's what I can tell the persons that say, oh, I want to go into business. I'm encouraging you. If I can say anything else to you, be encouraged. Now, the life as an entrepreneur is not an easy one. I've been an entrepreneur for almost 30-plus years, and we've had good days and we've had bad days. But I would not trade in what I do on a daily basis. And there are many other benefits that come along with you being an entrepreneur. You know, some of you want to just be your own boss. That's one of the benefits. Some of you are a little bit more in the risk-taking area. That's good, too. Some of you want to have all the financial benefits and profit. That's another benefit. You may not be able to find a job. And now you need to go and create your own job, your own J-O-B. And one of the fastest growing for the women out there, one of the fastest growing segments are women, women entrepreneurs. And so you got to look at I call it the pro and the con. It is not for the weak or the wimpy. Amen.
Come on now.
And that you would be willing to step out and have confidence. I'm doing a workshop now called Turning Your Dream into Reality and Success. And it could be a variety of things, whatever your dream is. But for many on there, you got to have a spirit to pursue, a commitment to be focused, to be disciplined, know how to set priorities in what you're trying to do as an entrepreneur, as a business owner. And that you would then know the purpose and the assignment that's behind the money that's going to be generated, the wealth that will be generated. Everything that you do, you want it to be profitable. And so as a business owner, that is one of the measures and one of the factors that you're profitable in doing your business. So I encourage you to get the training. Enroll in a training class at a community college, at a workshop, whatever you see, if you really want to become a successful entrepreneur. So those are some of the, I call the mechanical foundational things that you need to have. But then there's the natural, and then there's the spirit part of it. And you'll be on the path for great success and good success in the world of entrepreneurship.
Yes, yes. Now, how can folks get a hold of you if they'd like to, connect with you?
Okay, I'm on the social medias. You can go to Facebook, and my first name is spelled MINETTA. Last name is Hare, HARE. I'm on LinkedIn. You can send me a request that way. Also, my email number is globalsolutions, with an S, consulting, number 2222@gmail.com. And the Hare Group, which is HAREGROUP at ATT.net. And then my ministry components for those who have an interest in expanding their businesses in the global market. You can email us, Facebook us, LinkedIn us, all of that. And then the ministry part, if you want to do a mission trip we're going to South Africa and Ghana and Israel, September, October, and November, we invite you to be a part. We do a combination of business, ministry, and leisure on all of our worldwide trips that we take forth. And we're going into India in January. So I look forward to anyone emailing me at F, like Frank, A-W, ministry at AOL.com. So between all of those three or four different connections, you can find me.
Wow. Well, my hat's off to you, woman of God. My goodness. So what do you do for fun?
Right now, I am an avid golfer, so I love golfing. I'm an avid reader. I love traveling leisurely with no assignments attached to them. I love cooking and just relaxing and being with family and friends. Right now, as I mentioned to Cassandra, I am in the midst of a sabbatical, a spiritual sabbatical, just being still. I say to entrepreneurs, I say to business owners, I said to men and women, you need to know how to rest as well. R-E-S-T, rest. It is vital that you rest your body. You rest your mind. You rest from toiling. And so I had made the commitment to come on the program, and so I honored that. But we are in the midst of a sabbatical of just resting in the month of July. And doing whatever I enjoy.
Wow.
We're about to do that on the show, too, for July. We're going to be doing some replays so that we can get ready for our big event in August. Coach Lalisa, you want to tell them about August 16th? Get your tickets in New Jersey. All right.
Yes, Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Maryland, and Philadelphia, Delaware. All the surrounding cities, and people are welcome from anywhere in the world to our third annual Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. It is the biggest and the hottest event for entrepreneurial training, networking, and showcasing of your business and services on the East Coast, happening downtown Newark, Broad Street, 858 Broad Street, just on the backside of the new Prudential Center that holds about 40,000 people, where every year they hold the Gospel Fest. And God has positioned us at the Marriott that they just built 2 years ago on the backside of the place where I vision that one day we'll be holding this event right there at the Prudential Center. And so I asked God for a prime spot, and that's where we started, because I believe in starting small. That's just my belief. It's what God has given me to start small. So we start there at the hotel with our event, and one day the hotel will just be a place to house our guests and our speakers. And we will be doing, this is about vision. The apostle said, you write the vision and make it plain, and this is a vision that was written down many years ago, and now we're living in that vision of what was written. So we'll be there this year, our third year. Get your ticket. The tickets are only $30 for you to attend. You can come and learn and meet. We have speakers. Every week or so, I get somebody else asking me, can they speak at that event? Well, the event is only from 9 to 5, and about half the time is dedicated to the vendors who have paid for tables, who are there to showcase their products and services. And so we do have quite a few speakers, though, but they only speak for a short time. But they get up and they share a powerful message about entrepreneurship and the life of an entrepreneur. So you won't make but so many mistakes once you get out there, because these people come with years of experience, much like our guests today, 30 and 40 and 50 years of experience in entrepreneurship and leadership. A lot of entrepreneurs, and they need some leadership skills. If the people following you aren't doing what they should be doing, maybe it's because you're not doing what you could be doing as a leader. So we bring the two together, leadership and entrepreneurship. And it's an awesome event. The people come. It sizzles. It's on fire. It's nonstop. Every second something is happening. The entrepreneurs are excited to be there. And everyone gets, it's top of the morning, but people still come dressed up in an entrepreneurial type of atmosphere, and bring your children, bring your teenagers. The vendor tables are about gone. They are gone, basically. I just have a table or two on reserve for people who have been with us when we didn't have anything, and I always, you know, reserve spaces for those people. We have a few seats on reserve for people who have supported the Lalisa Williams projects, that they will get free tickets to attend the event, but others will pay the $30 so we can, you know, pay for the hotel. It's a costly hotel. The hotel is not free yet. We'll get there, but our vendors do cover a large portion of that, so we thank God for our vendors, Tracy Cooper and many, many other vendors, the Cupcake Lady and the Bow Tie Man. You know, we got entrepreneurs. Last year we had Najabo. They were there. And the National Association for Women Business Owners, they had a table. Majesty Loft over in Bloomfield, they do a table. Strands hair and beauty products, she gets a table. So our vendors, you know, they are our sponsors. They are the sponsors of this event, because without them, we wouldn't be able to get the facility. So I shouldn't say we don't have sponsors, because we do. We just happen to have 35 of them. So we have 35 sponsors, all entrepreneurs. And I'll give a list another, maybe tomorrow I'll come back with a list of all of the sponsors, because we just signed up a sponsor last night, Zook. Zook is the author of the book, The Power to Excel. He's a sponsor. And we've had Morgan Stanley a couple years in a row. We have Organo Gold. She sponsors every year. This is her second year with us. Prime America. So I'm going to just list all the sponsors for the Tracy Lynn, one of the Tracy Lynn vendors. So we have wonderful, wonderful sponsors. Just got an inbox last night for a young lady who has a jewelry business, is looking to also be a sponsor. So we love that event. We love our sponsors. We love the people who come and support. We love Dr. Gwendolyn Goseby Grant, who was there the very first year and the second year. And we're praying that she'll be back this year. She was our keynote speaker, phenomenal. And you met other keynote speakers like Audrey Bell Carney, and you met Nicole Upton, and we have Denise Jenkins from Cleveland, you know, flying down, people from Maryland coming up. So, and one lady came all the way from Texas. So we have people coming from New York, from all over. And we got Coach Cassandra's coming this year, all the way from St. Louis.
Yes,
it is the biggest event for entrepreneurs, and we want everyone to go online, go to womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. That's our website, womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. And just know, and the woman that helped me start this event, and Ms. Angela Vett Williams, she's married now. I can't think of her last name right now, but she did get married. She wasn't there last year, but I believe she will probably be there this year. One of the things that we can say that, yes, we have lunches included in that $30, continental breakfast. One of the things that we do that that people should know is that, you know, you don't have to be a woman to attend. So, yes, the title is Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs, because we do focus on women and make sure that women have their rightful place in the entrepreneurship journey. But men are welcome. So we have men vendors. Terry Benjamin, he was there the first year. He's a publisher and author and speaker and many other things. But we have other. We had Alvin Perry last year. And he spoke. And a lot of men do show up, you know. But thank you, Coach Cassandra, to mention that. But it's coming up, and we got to get ready. It's less than 50 days, and I'm excited. So get your tickets.
Yeah, so they can sign up.
I just encourage the listener for what she just shared regarding that expo that's coming up. It is an investment, and there is no place on the planet for $30.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard meals being some form of food being factored in. There's no place on the planet if there was no meals involved. A $30 investment. Hear what I'm saying. You can go into that one meeting because of your $30 investment and have one connection to one person and walk away with a $30,000 contract, a $30 million contract. Hear what I'm saying. It has happened. And it will happen at this meeting. So look at this as an investment with an expectation of a great return. The $30, whether it was $30, $300, whatever it is, you need to be in that conference.
And let me tell you.
You need to register right now. That's what the Spirit of the Lord. If you're serious.
If you're serious.
All right.
And you,
that's where the separation is coming right now. Those
that's
that
right.
are serious about
and
what they want to do and those that are thinking about what they want to do.
That's right. That's
so
right.
all those serious persons who will become doors of this message, of this recording, of this program today, will register that's in that New Jersey area that she just mentioned. I was just saying, if I was there, I definitely would be there.
I wish you was here. Well, hopefully we'll get you.
So
next
I just
year.
Say, make that investment. Make that investment. And that it
and
will come back
you.
1,000 times more in the
and
time that you've been there, in the networking that you will do, it will be invaluable. The best $30 that you will ever invest is going to take place in August.
Well, we do a lot of having people talking with one another. We have Stephanie Burroughs coming this year. She is the absolute guru on contracting with the government. She held the position, one of the highest positions in the state of New Jersey, for government contracting for about 10 years. That was her job. That's what they paid her to do. She was through the small business development centers. And she has since, you know, gone on her own, and she partnered with me, and she's coming. She's one of our major speakers. We have, you know, Shay and Trevor from Maryland area. They are the top marketing gurus. They're known all over the world. They definitely are known all over the country. And if you don't know them, that's the reason why you need to come. You don't know these names that I'm throwing out there, that's why you need to be there, because these are the people who spend their time and their energy and their God-given talent to learn what it takes. And this event, some people come to the event because I am a trainer of teaching people how to do live events. So some people, you need to come just to take notes. You've never done a live event. You've never had a successful live event. You want to know how it's done. You can come and you can see. You can pull me to the side, ask me, you know, what happened, how do we do it. We'll share with you some of our tips and strategies. But a lot of times, if you just show up, you can look. You know, somebody taught me years ago, success leaves clues. So I learned that going way back. You go around successful people, you can just pick up the clue as to what happened. And these entrepreneurs who are sitting there making money, and one of the things we wanted to do, Apostle, this event is, again, it's, you know, it's just starting, and we're going to show people how. When we're over there in the Prudential Center within 5 years, when we're over there, we're going to, people won't be able to say, oh, yeah, well, she always had it. No, we ain't always had that. They're going to be able to say, oh, I remember when they were over here and there were just five people showing up. And they, again, success leaves clues, and people will be able to see. But, yeah, we got two more years before we'll be over there in the Prudential Center, and it may happen next year. But the Lord told me 5 years, if you're faithful with a little, you know, just 5 years, because you have to lay some foundation for the Prudential Center. Yeah, that foundation has to be laid. You have to. I've done events where there are hundreds of people, and as you know, you have to have staff. You have to have. There's a lot of moving parts when you go into
wow.
an arena.
Infrastructure.
Yeah, you got to have infrastructure. And as anybody,
yeah.
just an engineer, no, you don't build infrastructure overnight.
No.
It has to be laid the way. You know, even Jesus laid his ministry for 3 years. So you have to lay some stuff down and get. So that's what. But that's the goal, that's the vision, to be in the Prudential in the next 2 years. But this is year three, so I thank you so much, Apostle, for encouraging people to come to this event. You don't know me. You don't know this event, but I do appreciate you coming on here and encouraging people. God bless you for that. And I believe there's a caller, area code 314, who is on the line who wants to make a comment. Area code 314-792. Your phone line is open. Can you hear us? Okay, maybe. I know sometimes people do hit their phone, their one. Sometimes it happens by mistake, but I didn't want to. Or if anyone has a comment
yeah.
or a question. Good morning, Coach Fred yeah. is also listening. Also, Mr. David Knight of Christian Social Network. Good morning to you. God bless you. Apostle Hare, are you familiar with the Christian Social Network?
No, I'm not familiar.
Oh, we got to hook you up. Coach Cassandra, share with Minetta.
Yes, Apostle Hare, you absolutely want to connect with Mr. David Knight, who is the founder and CEO of the Christian Social Network. They are the Facebook for Christians, and if you have any fundraising events coming up, he will absolutely assist you in that venture, and you get all the profit, which is so phenomenal. He has Miracle Monday, every Monday, and you can nominate a family anywhere from in the country. If you know a family in need, they will give up to $250. And let me tell you, when you're on zero, when you are at your wit's end, $250 feels like $250 million. So we absolutely applaud David for doing that. You can go to MYCSN for Christian Social Network.org, and there is a place that will tell you about how you can nominate family for Miracle Monday. Someone needs to mute their phone, please. We're hearing background noise. Could you please mute your phone? And yes, and so we definitely. David would love you to come and say hello if you're able to, but we want you to definitely connect with Apostle, who's got ministries all over the country and dealing with entrepreneurism and entrepreneurs, showing them how to do it. And, Coach LaLisa, we'll have to have Apostle be a speaker in the future for the women's leaders and entrepreneurs. My goodness, we're going to have to definitely get you to come to New Jersey, Apostle. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
What is your next event coming up? Can you tell us your next event and your contact info one more time, please?
Okay. Well, we will have a marketplace ministry expo coming up August the 1st and 2nd weekend, and that is similar to what you're doing in New Jersey. Same type of concept, bringing in speakers, trainers, vendors. We started that in 1985, and so here we are 30 years later, still
wow.
trying to encourage people in the area of small business ownership. I said we were ahead of our time before people really caught on to doing expos
yes.
and business type trades and so forth. But we are excited about this particular event because
wow.
there's always some new person coming along.
That's right.
What's going on in August. At the end of August, we do a 12-hour prayer gathering, and our focus is on wealth building and wealth creation and blessings and riches and wealth, is that we're not holding back and asking God to bless us just like Jabez. So it's based out of the Jabez prayer, that we're asking God to bless our city, to bless our families, to bless our homes, and to bless us financially. So we're tapping into the finances and the wealth. And then in September, we will start traveling to South Africa, October, Ghana, and then November, Israel. And anyone can get in contact with us at FAW Ministry with a Y at AOL.com or through Facebook or LinkedIn. And those
that
are some of the things we have.
That was
Pardon
F
me?
As in Frank. A as in Apple, W as in West. F as in Frank, A as in Apple, W as in West, Ministries.
No,
you said
ministry
at AOL.
With a Y. Not ministry.
Oh, okay.
Ministry.
Oh,
and with a Y.
And then you
said M-I-N-I-S-T-R-Y at AOL.com. FAW-MINISTRY at AOL.com.
Perfect.
Great.
Yes. And then the name of that, the company that you mentioned when you first started, that Warren Buffett came to, the wealth building, wealth creation, the Goldman Sachs event that you said folks can get involved with to help them with entrepreneurship. What was that
right.
called?
That's what it is. It's Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses. So if they Google Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses, it'll pop up. It'll come up.
Okay.
And then they can check to see if it's being offered in their city. And the qualifiers.
Wow. Awesome. Oh, yeah, we want to come alongside that. I know I definitely have great interest in that. Thank you so much for sharing that information. You are a valuable resource. And then your event, you said, is that a 1 or 2 day event for your expo, August 1st? That's just a 1 day event all day?
Right, first and second, 2 day event.
Okay, and then, again, to get a hold of you about to sign up for the expo, what is the sign-up info?
They can email us still there, and then we'll just channel it to the property.
Okay, and that's right there in Detroit, Michigan?
Right, hosted in Detroit.
And somebody
what is the name of the expo?
Pardon me?
What is the name of the expo?
Oh, the expo is Marketplace. Your timing is now.
Wow.
Nice. Love it.
To let you know, Sandra, somebody's line is open. I'm not sure if they had a question for Apostle Hare or a comment.
Oh, okay.
Area 314, I believe, area code 31581. Is that, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Dr. Gerald Higginbotham, better known as Dr.
Hey!
G. Hey. Dr. G's in the house, and I'm calling from right at this moment, Portland, Oregon. I'm about to push off the gate here. So I was calling to give a word of encouragement. Just one of the things that we have to stop doing is stop begging people and tell them this is where you need to be. Come on out here. If you're ready to go to the next level, you're ready for change, what are you willing to pay? I mean, it's about personal growth and development, no matter what the cost is.
Right.
Everything rises and falls on leadership. Everything. And I'm going to hook up with my sister down in Detroit. I didn't get all of her information, so Cassandra, you need to get that to me. But I want to hook up with them and help them to get to the next level. Because if they've been doing it for 30 years, they should have a track record. But let's look at how we can elevate that. Because Detroit need help. And I have no problem flying over to Detroit. Daddy has given me an airline. You know, I could jump on AA and come to Detroit and help make a difference. So it's about leadership. It's about empowering our people. Because, see, it doesn't do any good to give folks money and you don't have the leadership part with that. He said, the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. So we got to do it right. We've been off course, and I know as a pilot, one degree off course, you will not arrive at your destination. We can ready to take five of these folks over here to Dallas, Texas here in about 30 minutes. We're going to get them there, and I'm coming right back here to Portland. Why? Because we're following a flight plan, a process, and we have the leadership and vehicle to get the people to where they need to be. It is the same thing as it relates to us getting to the wealthy place, Psalm 66:12. So I don't have much time. I just wanted to call in and add a word of value, tell you, you guys are sounding good this morning, but we got to tell the folks this is where you need to be and let them make a decision. If $30 is a lot of money, it isn't the money for growth and development and empowerment. I want to say peace and blessings to everyone.
$30 is a lot of this isn't the place for them. If they not.
That's right. That's right. That's right. If you headed to the wealthy place, that's chump change. That's chump change. So anyway, peace and blessings to everyone. I love you, and we'll talk soon. Got to fly.
Thank you.
Take care.
And that's
God bless
a good
you.
Point.
God bless.
That's the point I was making, is that it is an investment in themselves. So it is either you're ready to move to the next level, your mindset and hindrance and limitations is not going to allow you to fly and soar if you're not following the flight plan.
Come on now. That's good. That's good, Apostle. Absolutely. Absolutely. Back to you, Coach.
That's good. So information is out there. That was also great insight for the input, rather, from Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. Just tell people they got to be there. That's why I let people know. This is the biggest, hottest thing that's happening. If they don't want to be there, and you know, hey, we're going to be there. All of those, we're going to do like we do at church. Listen, the Lord is touching you to summon you to come. You need to be there. And every year, like I said, we have standing room only. And so we don't expect this year to be any different. So we're just, and again, we're getting ready for our Prudential Center, which we're right on the backside. I mean, we share the same parking lot with the Prudential Center. So come. We got Joe's Crab Shack downstairs for those who want to. Afterwards, we're going to be eating dinner there, some of us, and different think places and spaces and tanks, whatever you want to call it. I love watching the relationships that forge out of the people that didn't know. Come if you have, like Apostle Hare said, you just have an idea. You know, I heard Creflo Dollar say about 15 years ago, one idea can make you rich by 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And ever since he said that, I've never forgot it. And I've been living, and I just love the way that sounds. You know, and God's got a million ideas, millions of infinity. The ideas that God can give one to be successful. And there's something else I heard Creflo Dollar say, you know, when he was doing some teaching, and he said after the idea that God gave him, that he implemented, he said, once you do that, you'll never be broke another day in your life. And I can definitely say that I've seen that with entrepreneurs. I have a friend in Cincinnati, Ohio, you know, sold her house, started her own business, and she did it right before the economy hit. She's still in business today, and now she's looking for a house. But she had to have one idea. She put it out there, and she hasn't been broke not a single day. Even when people who had, you know, jobs that they thought were so great was having hard times, her entrepreneurial idea has sustained.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's so
one happy. Idea, one God idea.
God, yeah,
come on now.
One God idea is just like the.
Heard somebody
seed.
Say that.
One
yeah, you don't
God
need a
idea. Because one seed multiplies to a tree that multiplies even more fruit. So one idea, planted, fertilized, nourished, is going to become fruitful in many different streams, many different ways. Just one idea, one God idea. That's all you need.
Well, I've heard somebody say that. They said, I need a good idea. I need a God idea.
Absolutely.
And one idea.
And that we would take the time to be still in this time of sabbatical, in this time of rest. I'm expecting to receive a renewing of ideas, of activity, of what God wants me to do in the area of entrepreneurship and business development. Like I said, you got the natural, and then you have the spiritual part of what that idea will look like in the spirit realm by how it's manifested in the natural. And that's not to be super religious about anything. But if we really tap into possessing what God has put inside of us, just like he told the Hebrews to go in and to possess the land. You got to put your foot on it.
Yes, I'm possessing.
Okay.
You're so right about it.
You got to put your foot on it.
That's
it's
right.
It's not going to fall off the sky. It's not going to go because you think about it. It's not osmosis.
Well, come on now.
So sitting and saying, okay, I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking, no, it's not going to work. You got to put your foot on it. It's going to take some action. It's going to take some coming to a conference. It's going to take you.
Yes.
See, God has already got it already stored up for you.
Jesus.
It's your fault if you don't go get it.
I know that's right.
Oh, wait, I like that, Doc. I like that. Apostle.
You know what,
my
Doc?
Goodness.
Good. I like that. That's good. The Lord has it stored up for you. It's your fault if you don't go get it. My God.
Yes.
Woo, hallelujah. I'm going to get mine. I know about y'all, but
that becomes another component. You want to be around like-minded people.
Come on now.
How can two go together lest they be in agreement?
Agreement.
So I'm telling you, get away from all them naysayers, all them dream killers and doubters. Get away from them today.
Jesus. Well, I tell you what, I believe you, and I know those who are tuned in to this broadcast, they believe you because you ain't going to, not everybody going to tune into a show called All About Entrepreneurs. See, the very title alone is going to attract a certain mentality, a certain kind. You know what I'm saying? The people, not everybody's going to wake up at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time to listen to a show.
Come on now.
So all about entrepreneur, okay? So God has
right? You got to be serious.
Yeah, God has handpicked the individuals like yourself to come and impart, you know, this give these people an impartation into their entrepreneurship. And I know some people think that, well, you know, I'm just tuning in. But, again, it is 7 a.m. It is early, you know, or 6 a.m., depending on where you live, or 5 a.m. if you're, you know, if you're in California, it's like around 4 a.m. And we've had people tuning in. We've had people from Japan tuning in, where it's 9 p.m. at night.
Absolutely.
And so wherever you are at.
It has nothing to do with it if you're really serious.
Right.
I start at 3 a.m. This is my second call for today.
Wow.
We do a 5 o'clock call, 5 a.m., 7 days a week.
My Lord.
Because of my international businesses.
Yes.
I have to start. They're 6 hours. They're 9 hours. They're 12 hours. They're 18 hours. So if you have clients in Australia,
that's right.
You have clients in Thailand and Papua New Guinea and throughout Europe or Asian nations, that time frame does not become the 9-to-5 mentality.
Right.
As a man, as a woman thinking, see, so it's going to be so much that's got to be transformed in your mind when we start talking about entrepreneurship and business mm-hmm. ownership. It's a transforming that takes place as well.
Yes. He told us to be renewed. Be renewed by the transforming of our minds. And so you're right, and we are in a global society anyway, so, you know, thinking globally, and our, like you say, our clients are all over the world on all different kinds. And that's what I love about the Internet is that you can connect with people instantly, you know, in a moment. You know, people, again, can dial in. And even though we're here now, this show is in the archives. People can go back and listen to it at their own time. So it becomes on demand as soon as the show is over. It becomes an on-demand broadcast, and we encourage people to listen, tune in. But you have shared some empowerment today to empower the entrepreneur, to empower people to be entrepreneurs, to consider entrepreneurship in their lives and take over, you know, take the authority back that has been taken away. We know a lot of people have complained about the fact that, and I do this sometimes too, and I know, Apostle, you mentioned this, right? And sometimes I go to job fairs, right? They post, you know, different places will post that they're having a job fair, right? And I go, and thousands of people will show up, right? And I just look around at all these people, and I'll just start talking to them, and I'm like, wow. And I'll look at, they give me their resumes. I get tons of resumes. And I'm like, seriously? You're here, not, I don't want to use the word begging, but seriously, you're begging for a job, and you have all this experience? Like, did it ever dawn on you to go start your own business? I met engineers, accountants, people with serious finance backgrounds and management backgrounds, and just in talking to them, and they look desperate, and I'm like, wow, you know. And then so it's amazing. And sometimes I think, boy, I should get a table at this job fair just to tell people how to start their own business, because it's like heartbreaking to see them walking around the job fair, be so brokenhearted because the companies there aren't hiring them, or they can't get to the table, or whatever, you know. And
yes, because our society, we've been trained. We have been taught that you go to school to get a job, but we have not been to gift, skills, talents, whatever they are, are for you to have a living. Not make a living, that you will live by the gifts, the skills, the talents that are within you. And so you are correct. There are many, because the mindset, no matter what the intellectual acumen is, if they have not been freed in their mind that they can do this for themselves, but only they can do it for another company, then they'll never see the value.
Mm-hmm.
That's within
them.
They have
not.
Until they are told that, until they receive it, and then they implement it. Because it starts in the mind.
I agree. I had to, and eventually I started a little, and I invited some of them to, of course, I invited them to the show, invited them to a little meeting to say, okay, people, I understand, and some of them had been on jobs 20, 25 years, and the job shut down, moved away, or what have you, and I was like, okay, we got to do something about this here. And some of them came, and they said, okay, Lalisa, you know, we'll listen. But I just say that to share, so anybody who is listening, no matter where you may be living, you can go and do the same thing. The next time you see an ad for job fair, or you can go online and type in job fairs in your city or state, go, and you'll see the same thing. This is no secret. Go to any job fair and just talk to the people, and they'll be there, hundreds of people, hundreds, especially in this economy. And it's amazing that these people, if you look at their resumes, and you're like, wow. And, you know, and some of them have very, you could just see the skills all over them that they could be using. marketing, sales, you name it, and they never think. And I mean, the SBA is definitely not a secret today, and they still don't get it. So it's real, and, you know, I picked up several clients just by doing that, you know, just by going to these job fairs just for the purpose to meet people who have, that's the best place to go and get customers or clients for your entrepreneurial events is at the job fairs. And so I'll just throw that out there to somebody who is looking for a new client. They're at the job. Now, here's the thing. A lot of them, they, like you said, Apostle, their mindset will have to be dealt with. They are going to, because they would, and some of them, you know, they wouldn't be there if they weren't, if they didn't think that was the only way. And I mean, they had no clue about how to start their own, how to use that, as you call it, the IRP, the intellectual property, intellectual
property rights.
Property rights, right. They have no idea that they still have something in them. And so I can't wait to share with people your information and how people can connect with you. I see you're on Facebook. I went to your page, and very beautiful, from the picture that I could see, a very beautiful lady. And God bless you and all that you're doing to help people. And you certainly helped me here today, and I'm sure everyone on the line has been helped. We've gone over the time. Normally we have to get off at 8 because I'm doing the show from the car, working the switchboard, but today I am stationary. So we've gone over the time, but there are still people on the line. If anyone does have a question for Apostle Mineta Hare or Coach Cassandra, or if you have a question, you can hit your number one key, and I will open up your phone line. Or if you want to make a comment, or if you have a question about business, Apostle Hare is here right now, and definitely we're going to ask her to pray, if she so feels glad to do, to pray. Most apostles like to pray, so I just, you know.
That's what our foundation. They
pray. I know that thing about.
Did someone have a question?
Or someone had a
question. Oh, I thought someone had a question.
I think someone does. Hold on one second. I see a phone. Oh, Lord, there's lots of questions. The lines are jumping open. So everyone will get to you, so don't go away. Area code 412, go right ahead.
Good morning. This is Coach Fred.
Good morning, Coach Fred.
Good morning. Hello to everyone. I want to thank the coach, Alisa, for this guest this morning. I want to thank the guests for coming on and spreading this positivity. Not only positivity, but to remind people of who they are and who they need to identify with in Christ. I like that she talked about a God idea. And Coach Alisa, you emphasize it also. There's a good idea and there's a God idea, and that good idea being the ideas that we come up with that we think is a good thing to do versus the God idea, which is the thing that God purposes us to do. And two things about those two things, real quick, and I know I got to be quick, is that God is not obligated to make your good ideas work, but he is obligated to make the God idea work.
I know that's right.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. All
right.
I love it.
We've got someone else waiting. Yes. Let's see if there's some of our other waiting.
That was good, Coach Fred. I like that. You don't need a good idea. You just need a God idea.
You need a God idea. That's right.
Yeah.
Bye,
Coach Fred. Go away. We're going to take
you.
This open. Other. Thank you. God bless you, man of God.
Yeah,
area
thank
code,
you, Coach Fred.
Area code 636. Your line is open. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and state your case.
Good morning. This is Deborah. I'm from St. Louis,
hey,
in O'Fallon, Missouri. Good morning, everybody. Cassandra, thank you so much for inviting me to this line. I know you've been talking about it since I've met you, but you sent a text out this morning, get on the line this morning. So I just thank you. I'm sitting up here listening in, and it's so enlightening the information
praise
that Apostle just gave out. This information needs to get out, and it's like it's just spreading all over America right now for the Christians to just lay hold on what God is trying to give them. You know, it's just it's so time to wake up and know who we are in Christ and what God has actually given us. So it's time to implement it. So thank you, Apostle, for what you just said as far as the mindset has to change and transform to a whole nother level in order to come into this arena. You have blessed me this morning. I wish I could be in Detroit, but I can't right now because I wouldn't want to miss that event. But maybe, if God be willing, it could possibly come to St. Louis, or someone can pick up a banner here and bring something like this to St. Louis because it's most definitely needed. And or just maybe I could be with you all next year. Who knows, you know? But God is so good, and thank you for the information you shared. It was just transparent, and you are giving back. You are giving back to people. You're not just looking out for yourself as far as this is, you know, just for me. I got it. I'm running with it. But you are giving back to the people, and it's time for them to receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. We do have a partner in the St. Louis area who has traveled over the last 3 years to Detroit when I have hosted events here, and that is Reverend Karen Wells. And I don't know if you're on Facebook, but she is one of our partners and represent our ministry for the upcoming programs when we do our prayer, united prayers around the country. And St. Louis is one of those cities. So I think the Lord is drawing me to come to St. Louis
Hallelujah.
In the near future.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I did connect with Karen, and so I can give you that information later, Deborah. And we're going to go move on to the next person waiting to talk. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for calling in.
Who's next, Coach?
Thank you. Area code 636364. Your line is open.
And this is Reverend Karen.
Hallelujah. I was hoping you'd call in.
Hey, you know, when you connect with people that God has positioned in your life, doors open. But
Thank
the
you,
one
Lord.
Thing that we in the body of Christ do is we miss when he tells us to do something.
Come on,
we just have to obey God. And when God gives you a God deal, you just have to obey God. And that is what I have learned from Apostle Moneta. That, you know, when God gives you the ideal, you have to move.
Yes.
You can't say, I think this is God. No. You must know
Amen.
That it's God. And you have to move on it. And that is what I have learned from her. And you can't, you know, we serve a big God.
All right
and
now.
And so we can't be afraid to move when he tells us to move. We
Amen.
Have to move. In our positioning is when God can birth those dreams and when he can put us in those places. But God positions us by connecting us with people. And when I connected with Apostle Moneta, I did not know what I was connected with, but I connected with her on Facebook. I hadn't met her face-to-face. I connected on Facebook. And so when I hear people say, I don't use Facebook because it's a lot of junk and a lot of this, well, it's what you put into it.
Come on, praise God.
And, you know, what are you using it for? Because if you use it for the junk, that's what you're going to get. But I went on there for a godly purpose. God told me to go on there. And when he began to connect me, I connected with the apostle. And, I mean, you know, and things I began to understand. So she's a dynamic person to connect with. She has lots of ideas. I mean, she has the Lydia Circle. And the principles and the things that I got from that, I use every day. And I share with people, and I see where it opens doors. So, you know, I'm just blessed by it.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing. Wow. We hope you continue to listen in, Karen, and keep us posted about what's going on in St. Louis so Devorah and I can assist in that process. We'd love to help you out and bring the woman of God to St. Louis. Awesome. Coach Lalisa, is anyone else waiting?
Hello? No, I don't see anybody else. Hello?
Oh, okay. Didn't want to keep it long. Well, go ahead, Minister Karen. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. I'm done with what I was going to say.
Awesome. Karen, and God bless you calling in. And those, if you have a comment or a question, now is a good time to get it in. We have a little bit more time on the clock. We have gone way past that. We've gone way past the hour, but it's all good because you know what? Now is the time. Listen, this may be the day that you get that idea and you run with the purpose and you run with that passion. And here's the thing. When you hook up with God, you know you can't fail because there's no failure in God. You can't, you know, there used to be a saying, you can't, somebody sang a song years ago, you can't lose with the stuff we use. Well, you can't lose when you're with God because there's no failure in God.
Yes. That's awesome. And you know what? That brings me back to what we were talking about yesterday, Coach Lalisa. What you're looking for is looking for you. Can you imagine that? What you're looking for, and as people of faith, if God has put something in your heart, you know, regarding business, regarding a song, regarding something dealing with art, whatever that, you don't have to do what I do, or Coach Lalisa, or Apostle Manette, but you do what God has put in your heart. Put feet to what you believe God is calling you to do, one foot in front of the other, and baby, we will look up and see you with Oprah. We'll look up and see you talking to someone that the world considers important because you obeyed, because you had the courage. And Coach Lalisa, you're talking about getting in this huge place. How many people does that place hold? We're going to be in agreement that that's going to happen quickly. How many people does that big place hold you're just talking about?
We're around 20, 30,000 or so people.
Wait a minute. That's easy for God. Okay, it may not be easy for you. That's easy for God. You know what I'm saying? God wants to take his godly idea and put it in the spotlight. And because of your obedience, Coach Lalisa, it will happen in Jesus' name. It will happen. I'm sure Apostle Manette can, when she prays, please include that. And our godly ideas to go on television, our godly ideas, hallelujah, to go to the White House. God has given us a voice to be heard. And this season is for a reason, hallelujah. And we can be light as we go forth in entrepreneurism. We don't have to go around saying, I'm a Christian. They shall know you by the love, not because you're going around parading, you know, saying I'm this, I'm that. People will look at you. I have people tell me all the time, there's something different about you. It's like that. Some folks, because they don't know the Christian term, they'll say, your aura feels real good. I just laugh, you know, because it may not be the appropriate time to actually say something, but they know that the Spirit of God is with me. And that's sometimes that's a greater witness than me parading. I'm a Christian, you know. Sometimes you need to be undercover for the Lord's purposes.
Amen.
But we want Apostle Manette to come forth. We want you to pray, woman of God, and keep us in your prayers, all about entrepreneurs. Keep us. Praise God, and we will pray for you, woman of God. We want to get on that prayer line that you were talking about that you have, if you are able to include us, and we can always get that online. You can inbox me, but we want to stay connected. You know, it's nothing like, you know, the Bible talks about moving with the cloud. I'm not trying to follow the crowd. I want the cloud of the glory to lead me.
Yes.
So, woman of God, go ahead and pray for us, please.
Yeah.
Father God, we just come this day giving you all honor, praise, and glory. Truly, it is today that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we just come today to give you the praise, the honor. Lord, we lift up these women of God that you have brought together for a time such as this, for it's all about entrepreneurs, oh God, that this name will become a global name, oh God. Father
Thank
God,
you,
every place that you will send your
yes.
word, oh God,
Hallelujah.
It shall not come back void, but it shall
Thank
accomplish.
You.
Oh God, we lift you up, oh God.
Yes.
So Lord God, I pray right now, oh God, that you are the creator, God, and that you are making men and women in your own image, oh God. I ask that you would release a spirit of creativity and God,
yes.
ideas to your children today, oh God, those that you have called, those that you have chosen, oh God, to be in the marketplace, to be business entrepreneurs, oh God. I ask that you would fill them with your spirit today, oh God.
Yes.
Grant
you,
them
Jesus.
With the skills, the abilities, and the knowledge that they need to accomplish their goals, oh God, the tasks that you have given them. Lord God, I pray right now for favor upon them, favor and blessings, oh God,
Thank
for
you,
you
Lord.
Said you hold the hearts of the king in your hand, and so
yes.
I ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, you give all of those under the sound of my voice on this radio broadcast, oh God, that they will find favor today, oh God, with key people and divine connections, oh God. I ask that you would guide them into those divine connections and relationships and appointments and give them strategic connections right now that will help them accomplish your purpose and your will in the earth, oh God. Father God, that we will fill that stadium, oh God, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, a half a million, whatever, oh God. Nothing
Lord.
Is too hard for you, oh God.
Thank
I
you,
ask
Jesus.
That you would just continue to bless and increase 1,000 times more every
Hallelujah.
Entrepreneur, oh God.
Thank
under
you,
the
Lord.
Sound of my voice right now. Give them strength.
Yes.
Give them wisdom.
Thank
give
Lord.
Them integrity right now in the name
Thank
of Jesus. Oh, God, I ask, oh, God, that you would just bless them with success. Just
Lord.
As you told Joshua, oh, God, that they would study and meditate and not turn from your word from the left or the right, oh, God, that they will find good success in you, oh, God, and they will be
yes,
prosperous
Lord.
In their way because you
Thank
are their Jehovah Jireh right now, oh, God.
Thank
You're
Lord.
Their source. You're their provider, oh, God, that you would prosper them in
yes.
their business,
yes.
oh, God.
Thank
you would
Jesus.
Prosper them in their idea.
Hallelujah.
You would prosper them, oh, God, in every step that they take. Everything
yes.
that their hands touch, oh, God, shall prosper and be
yes.
fruitful, oh, God. I ask that you would grant their businesses or their organization success
yes.
and allow them to be financially sound, oh, God, that their wealth and riches would flourish in their homes and in their business and that they would be a light, oh, God, in places of darkness, that you're sending them, oh, God, with power and authority, oh, God. And so we are thanking you, Lord God, that everything that they do, they will do
yes.
it in a spirit of excellence and that
Amen.
It will bring honor and glory
yes.
to you
Amen.
And your
Thank
kingdom.
You,
in
Amen.
Jesus'
Woo!
Name,
in
that
Jesus
is my
name.
Prayer.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Thank
Amen. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. The Spirit of the Lord is saying is because of this program broadcast today, right out of this broadcast, millionaires are being birthed today.
Woo, Jesus.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Today, that seed today
thank
will
you,
come
Jesus.
Forth. In Jesus'
thank you,
name.
Lord. Ah, in Jesus'
we receive
name.
It. I feel just a stirring in my spirit.
Woo, glory. Thank you, Lord.
That
God.
Thing
Hallelujah.
That God has just put in someone when they were a child, it's coming forth right now.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus'
Jesus.
Name.
Hallelujah.
It is not going to be as hard as it has been. That
Thank
the resources,
you,
the people, the connection, God is lining it all up.
Thank you, Lord.
That
Hallelujah.
We
Hallelujah.
We would multiply. We would
Hallelujah.
Do business in his name.
Thank
Everything,
you, God.
Every
Hallelujah.
Idea, every dream, every vision is that we would run it, run this race with the perseverance that God has given to
Thank
us.
Thank you, Lord.
So we thank God.
Glory, glory,
thank you,
glory.
Jesus.
Thanks
we thank God. We are
God.
In a
thank
season
God.
Of wealth release. We are
yes.
in a season of wealth building. We are
Amen.
In a season of wealth creation. And the
Amen.
Spirit of the Lord said to me the other day to tell his people the famine is over.
Woo! I received that. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Your life
thank you, Lord.
Is over.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The famine is over.
Amen.
And all
thank
that the
God.
Enemy has taken, all that the enemy has stolen, all
yes.
that the enemy has tried to destroy, God is in a season of restoration.
Hallelujah.
Restoration comes to your house today. Receive
yes.
it.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank receive it.
Speak life.
Thank you.
Speak God's word over your life. Speak God's word over your ministry. Speak God's word over your business. Speak God's word over your family. You have the power to speak a blessing. You have the power to decree a thing, and it
thank
shall
you.
Be established.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Speak God's word. If he say
yes.
you bless, then you bless. Speak
yes.
it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
In spite of what's going on, in spite of the situation, you may be down to your last nickel.
Yeah.
Speak God's word.
Thank you.
My God.
Proclaim
Lord,
God's
Lord.
Word. Decree God's
yeah.
word.
Amen.
I am the head. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed coming out.
Come on now.
The works of my hand are blessed.
Hallelujah.
I will
yes.
be fruitful this day.
Thank you,
I
Lord.
I decree and declare. Speak it. Speak it.
Amen.
Speak it.
Amen.
Speak
yes,
it. Ma'am. God spoke and the world came to
hallelujah.
Existence.
Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
the
you, Lord.
The famine is over.
Glory. Yes, God. Thank you,
and
Lord.
Wealth and riches dwell in my house. And
hallelujah.
All those that's connected to
thank
me.
You, Jesus.
We claim generational wealth right now.
In the name
thank
of
you.
Jesus.
My children's 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 children. Children.
Come on now.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That we will have abundance because Jesus
yes.
said, I came that you would have life
yes.
and you would have it more abundantly. We receive
yes.
God's word. We do not reject God's word.
Yes.
Yes.
Because he
favorite.
Takes great pleasure
yes.
in
yes,
the
God.
Prosperity of
his
children. So
yes,
we are heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what's going to happen when we renew our mind.
Yes.
So
you,
stadiums of 10,000, 20,000, that's not a big deal.
That's right.
Come on now.
Wealth, riches, gold, silver, cattle, all of it belongs to God. It all comes from God. And don't let anybody stop or block you and say, don't take all of that. It may take all of that for you.
Yes.
They take that more. Hallelujah.
So you move forth in what God has shown you by his Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Someone said
will
about
you?
Suddenly, he's a sudden God.
Yes, he
don't
is.
Don't take God on. It's the process, it may seem
yes.
like it's been years, but God's timing is not our timing.
You know.
Come on
so
now.
He has prepared us for
amen.
A time such as this, says
hallelujah.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So,
amen.
I have a reputation, and God bless you, woman of God, for those prayers and prophecies, and I receive every one, but I have a reputation for doing things, you know. Yeah, that's just it right there. I have a reputation, so I'm just crazy enough to do it because I know that our God is bigger and badder, and, you know, it's just, we just thank God for you, and your words are powerful, and all those that have called in and shared and all those who are listening in, and we have many people on the lines who, you know, they may never, you know, hit the number one key, but we talk other settings, other venues, and we talk to these individuals, and these are some powerhouses who come and be a part of all of these wonderful things that we're all doing around the world, and You know, and we're kingdoms, you know, we're kingdom children. We believe God and we believe the word of God. And it's time that we start acting like we believe it. You know, we know
all
we
right.
believe it. But it's time to
yes.
act like you believe. It's one thing to believe it, but can you act like you believe? That's the, you know, a lot of times that's the game changer.
Come on.
I say this Come question, on. And I ask this question. Do you have the courage to be wealthy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have
wow.
the courage to be successful?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Because when we think about it, Joshua, the Lord God said to him, be of good courage, be very
mm-hmm.
courageous, be very
mm-hmm.
courageous. Within
mm-hmm.
three verses, he says that three times to Joshua. And
That's
then
right.
you will be very prosperous and have good success. Do not be dismayed. Do not be afraid, because
mm-hmm.
I am with you. So that God idea that God gave you, go to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Share the vision. Write the vision. Don't be afraid. Just do it. Nike stole that from Jesus' mother, when she told him, just do what he tells you. So here it is, 2,000 years later, just do it. But it's going to take courage, because
That's
what
good.
It is, the entrepreneur has to have courage. You got to be able to face certain fears. You got to be able to face uncertainty. You got to be able to face unexpected changes. You got to be able to face circumstances and rejection. You hear? You got to be able to face trials and troubles and issues. Do
wow.
you have the courage to be
Ooh.
Successful? Do you have
I
the courage it. To be wealthy? It takes courage to be wealthy.
And I'm so glad.
Wow, I love it. I love
I'm
it.
So glad they're making, you know, people think that, oh, they've taken, you know, prayer out of the schools, all these different concepts people have about the church, but they don't realize that America and even globally, they practice more of the Bible than some people do at the various churches.
Absolutely.
Because the government is all over. You got this power to get wealth, and that you have these gifts and talents within you. I'm telling you, they have made the government, the federal government, has made entrepreneurship an act. There's an act, an ACT, an act. There's a bill. There's a law that was recently passed for entrepreneurship. I don't have the exact wording of the act, but they have made it the law. You should be an entrepreneur, because under this past recession, they realized that it wasn't just about the fact that people couldn't get a job. It was the fact that even if companies could hire, there's just not enough companies. So,
well, see,
somebody
what is happening is the
gotta make
is catching up.
Yeah, somebody's got to make a
company.
Right, because after so many years of people working for major companies, then people stopped doing a lot of entrepreneurship, and then there became a lack in that area. And so this country was built on entrepreneurship.
And
now they realize, oh, we got to get back to the basics. But back then, people didn't have a choice but to be an entrepreneur, because there wasn't anything. So you had to start businesses just to have a pair of pants. So then now they're going back to the basics, really. And so anytime the government is putting money out there, we were sharing here on the show about a week ago, Apostle, that in the state of New Jersey, 12 of the 19 community colleges now have a certificate in entrepreneurship.
Yes.
So before, when we used to be able to say we didn't teach people how to be an entrepreneur, we can't say that today, because today in the high schools and the community college, which is where a lot of high school students go next, they're being taught entrepreneurship. So we can no
yes.
longer say that in this country you're not taught how to be an entrepreneur. Yes, you are. Not only at the grassroots levels with people like yourself and others who are out there, but I'm talking about in the institutions. NJIT, New Jersey Institute of Technology.
Oh, yeah.
They
oh, yeah.
just launched a like $40 million project. They're building, they just built it. They have a CEO and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Called the Institute of the New Jersey Innovation Institute. Brand
right.
spanking new, being built. So today is a new day, and I believe that, like you said, God is all on it. And I say, I'm like you, Apostle, if the believers, if we're not all over this, it's going to be nobody's fault but our own.
Absolutely. And this has been going on for many, many, many years, and we're just mm-hmm. going back to the foundation mm-hmm. of how mm-hmm. God created it, because before
mm-hmm.
there were before there were corporations, they
That's
were
right.
entrepreneurs. Before
right.
Segregation, far as in the black camp, you had no
right.
other choice. If you could not go
That's
in
right.
and shop
right.
and buy and eat, you had your own
right.
business. So
right.
this is not a new thing that's going on. I'm saying governmental-wise, they're just catching up to the way the foundation of what God laid out in the beginning. And
yes.
so if you look from old to new, there were entrepreneurs. You don't see it was Ford Motor Company in the Bible. You don't see IBM in the Bible. You don't see Microsoft in the Bible. You see people were trained with gifts, skills, and talents. And
yes.
when the persons worked for someone else, it was in the capacity of either as an indentured servant or as a slave.
Wow.
Now, J-O-B, we see that acronym just over broke. The employer pays you just enough to keep you there because of the obligations that you have created financially. And so when we start looking at this whole cycle, whether we're looking at it as from a secular, that's not a word that I use, but whether we look at it from a secular standpoint or a sacred standpoint,
Wow.
that we as an individual, back to what we discussed in the very beginning, is within us already to let God use us to bring something to the earth and birth
yeah.
through us.
Amen.
So now you see the U.S. government, local government, state government, universities. I teach at a university. See, I told you I wear many different hats, and I teach in the business department. And what is one of our main things? Entrepreneurship. Because
mm-hmm.
before we were teaching young people to graduate from college and go get a job. Now we have to teach them, no, you acquired the skill set to create a job, not only for yourself and your family, but for the community as a whole, because we know
mm-hmm.
there are more people being employed by small, fast-growing entrepreneurs or businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that is replacing the downturn of the large mass corporations. They're not going to go back and hire the hundreds of thousands of people that were laid off over the last 7 years. But as I said, the word of the Lord, the famine is over. Now you got to be positioned to tap into what's going on in 2014 and the days to come.
Amen.
So the academia person has to line in, the governmental component has to line in, and then the people have to line in and
That's
line
it.
Up to
and
what's
line
going
up.
On.
Everything is in coming in alignment. That was the point I was trying to make, is
mm-hmm.
that everything is coming in alignment for people to be successful entrepreneurs. If
yes.
you can't do it now, you'll never do it, because any time the government will give, because before the complaint was, couldn't get the support, and we want people to know now you can. We know the support has always been there for certain people, and now everyone needs to know the support is there for them. So
Absolutely.
You can get the funding, you can get the training, you can get the support, and that, I think, is something that is revolutionary, and I think it's a good thing for people to know about, because, you know, it's right there in your community. It's right there in your neighborhood. There's absolute, and we're so glad that, you know, we could come on and have a discussion because we are, you're right, the famine is over. We are about to see, and the people have to be ready because I know here in New Jersey, just the other night, we had a 17-year-old girl shot and murdered right here in Newark on South 17th Street. Day, yeah, see, the guy who shot her or the girl, whoever shot her and shot her boyfriend or whoever she was with, that person should have been in somebody's entrepreneurial training class. Not
Absolutely.
Somewhere, not somewhere trying to get a gun to kill a teenager who had just graduated high school. And so we speak the word to these people who are in the most need of these situations. And so we just thank God for you, because, you know, it's just time out. You know, it's just time out for this kind of stuff to be going on. I mean, we know it's going to happen. Yes, I understand that. But we need to try to save as many, and I'm excited about, you know, this program, I think these young people, if they knew they had they could start their own business,
yeah.
You know, I don't know how we're going to convince them to not sell drugs and to sell. I did a workshop once entitled, If You Can Sell Drugs, You Can Sell Anything. And,
yeah.
You know.
Stirring up that gift that's in them. And what happens, this is a whole nother component, and I started off in youth ministry, and I
mm-hmm.
had 5,000 youth up under me at one time in throughout
mm-hmm.
this region. And
mm-hmm.
if until they understand the value of themselves, they cannot
mm-hmm.
have the value of someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the stirring up of their spirit from a mechanical standpoint and a natural standpoint, like you said, if you can sell drugs, you can sell anything. Well, they have certain skill sets already. Now it's
mm-hmm.
just the product that's being used or the services, how they have their teams line up and all of that other stuff. It's getting cracking through and really tapping into their self-worth.
Yes.
And for those young people to understand. So that's why we start teaching them entrepreneurship as young as 7.
Yes, I believe that's a good
age. We host them in our college. We do a 3 months from June to August, two and a half months summer program, teaching them entrepreneurship, every component from the business plan, every aspect of entrepreneurship. And
awesome.
That program has been going on now for the last, since 2000. So it's going on 14 years now.
Mm.
And many of those young people, they're in their late 20s, and they're very successful entrepreneurs right now.
Awesome.
In Detroit. So we can, you know, we have different parts of the wall to bring solutions in our community. And we know to address our kids and to address the economic component is one part of the wall that can be brought to solutions through what we've discussed
today.
Well,
let me ask you this one quick question. I know you have to
mm-hmm.
go, and we thank you so much for staying on as long as you did. God bless you. A lot of people, oh, thank you, woman of God, and all of those of you are listening, we still have people on the line, and I want to see if this is a question that will help some people in their endeavors. But in terms of marketing, because there are a lot of people who in the business world and want to be entrepreneurs, but the marketing piece is such, you well know. So can you share some tips or strategies to the marketing? Because, okay, again, let's just say I make cupcakes. Let's say I'm a life coach. Let's just say I'm a I want to do clothing, fashion design.
Okay.
Lots of different things. The marketing, because, again, we can make the products. It's like an author. You can write
right.
the book, but who's going to read the book? That type of
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
So
that's a component that's like real estate. They say location, location, location. Well, the same thing applies when you're talking about you got a product or good or services, cupcakes, coaching, fashion, clothes, whatever, records, CDs. The thing of it is it becomes marketing, 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 because if no one knows about your product, no one knows about you, then it's not going to be successful. You're not going to make revenue. You're not going to make a profit. You're not going to make money. So I call it the ABC of marketing. Number one, you start with in your circle, who knows you? You tell everybody that you come in contact with that you have a product. I sell cupcakes. Do you need some? I do coaching. Do you need my service? I design clothes. I sew. Do you need something made? You
got to
open up your mouth. The greatest form of marketing is your mouth. Okay? The next form of marketing is the persons that you connected to. They become your marketeer. She makes great cupcakes. She does great coaching. He or she know how to sew, whatever it is. So you may not have the money to have a radio commercial and a TV commercial or to run an ad and all of that. You start with what you have. You have your mouth. That's
well, we got
one.
A lot of that.
Okay? So while you're talking about all kind of other craziness, talking about your business and product.
I know that's right. That's good, Apostle.
That's your number one weapon. As I speak that prayer, speak it into existence. So if you believe in it and start talking about it and you're excited about it, you know else is going to catch that and they like, wow, I need to get some cupcakes from her. Wow. I need him to make that outfit or design that or work on my car. You may be a mechanic.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's another one.
Whatever
it
is. I'm talking about some of the basic fundamental things that people need as a product, goods, and services every single day. You are an entrepreneur. I deputize you today because there's something that you do that somebody else needs you to do for them today.
My God.
I like that.
Open up your mouth. Tell them, I do this for, I think it's called Vista Printing. You can go right online. For $9, get your 500 business cards and say, I am a mechanic. I am a cake baker. I am a seamstress. I am a whatever.
Yes.
You can just say that. I am. That's all. You ain't got to say nothing else. Put a contact number and an email and say, I am.
Come on now.
But you know, I like
real good.
That's marketing 101 that most people don't do. Because people are afraid of failure. People are afraid of rejection. That's why I say, do you have the courage to be an entrepreneur? Do you have the courage to be a business owner?
Well,
it's back to that courage. You got to open up your mouth. So sometimes it's easier to just say, I'm going to put it on a flyer. I'm going to put it on a radio advertising. But no, you're the best salesperson for you. Because it's you and 7 billion people on the planet. And God is going to birth his God idea through you. And so you got to tell other people about it. That's marketing 101, free of charge, I just gave you.
Thank you. You did. You just gave
a lot.
You did. That was a lot because I like that. That was a lot that you just gave. Because the way you said it, it's like, you know, everybody's always searching for these big, fancy, propositions, right? These big, fancy, they tell you to have your one-minute proposition or what have you, selling
your
selling
elevator
your unique,
pitch,
elevator speech.
And people spend hours trying to come up with something. But I like your solution, real simple. I do this. I do coaching. Do you need any? How about that for a unique selling proposition? I love that. That is so, oh my God, you kept it so
simple
and so
figure out what you do. You're not trying to figure out what you do.
Like
this
that.
Is what I do. I make the
this
best sweet. I make the best sweet potato pies on this
that.
Side of heaven.
Love that woman. That was huge. And then the whole. And then the, I love your second part of that. Do you need any? Do you want some? Do you need my service?
I love it, Coach. Yes, I love it.
Powerful. Because I've been to those workshops where they've made you think that. They made you think that coming up with a unique selling proposition was like going to Tibet. And, yeah, no, it's just simple. I do this, and do you need or want any? It's simple. Woman.
And you know what? It goes back to Scripture. Decree a thing, and it shall be established. None of this is new under the sun.
Nothing.
Keep it simple. What you said,
yes.
Apostle, keep it simple. Open up your mouth and tell us what you do. Just open up your mouth. Just instead
that.
Of gossiping, instead of putting somebody down and giving your 2 cents because you think you all that in a bag of chips, hey, just open up
it's
your mouth.
It's not bringing any revenue
and
to you.
Thing.
No,
yes.
it's not profitable.
Not like,
see, if you want the word to be profitable, so when you say, I do this with my Christian women business group. When most people introduce themselves, they'll say ABC, blah, 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 blah. But I tell them the end part of whatever their blah, blah, blah spiel is, tell the people how they can help you.
Mm-hmm.
So my name is Vanetta Hare. I make cupcakes, and I need you to help me sell a dozen cupcakes today.
All right.
Oh, that's good. Practical. I love
okay.
it.
Now, that person could say, oh, I want to buy one dozen, and I know somebody that's having a birthday party, and I know another person that loves cupcakes. You see? Because
I
say it that way, because by nature, most of us want to help each other.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yes.
I need your help to sell a dozen cupcakes today, not tomorrow, but today. How can you help me do that?
But here's the other thing I like.
Yes.
I like the fact that
I'm a business advisor. That's what I do. This is what I do with people all day.
And I love how those who were able to stay on a little longer, it's just like in class, you know, those students that stay behind, they usually get a little bit. I always it's a little bit extra, the ones that didn't just rush out when the time was over and the class is over, and they get that extra. And I like that. It's just like in the church service, you'd be sitting there for the afterglow, you know.
Yeah,
and
overflow.
Like that.
That's what we call
yeah, they
it.
Getting, we getting some stuff that we didn't get in that first hour or even that first hour and a half, and now we're over 2 hours. And so it's like this year. So, listen, this is good because I like what you said about that whole the flyer thing, too, and some of those commercials is that, yes, it's wonderful if you can go and pay and do flyers and put your information on there. But I've learned that ain't nothing like walking up to someone, which is why one of the ways I promote the event is by standing outside of ShopRite and various events. There's nothing like saying to a person, oh, you need to be at this event. It's going to be this, this, and that. And you are so right. The enthusiasm alone, your enthusiasm alone about, I tell anybody that's having an event, you be excited about your event, others
all
will
right.
catch that. You said that to people. You know, it's nice to have flyers, and we'll have those, and we do have those. But it's something about that you telling someone face-to-face about what your product is or your service, whether you do cars or, you know, shine shoes. And I love that. So thank you for restating that and just, you know, confirming that that is a good way to go. So I've drained you. I don't think we can get anything else out of you. Well, though, I know we could, but I wouldn't want to. I know that you do this for, this is your business as well, and you've given away so much here today for free information poured out. And that's our tradition for this broadcast. I had a woman, many people who have said over the years that, wow, Elisa, we get so much free information on your broadcast, stuff that they know they wouldn't get anywhere else for free. So, but that's not my doing. It's the Lord's doing. He's the one.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Freely it's been given to us. Freely we give out. So can't thank you, Coach Cassandra, enough for introducing us to this awesome woman, Ms. Minetta Air. May God bless you once God coming on and pouring out like this. I just, you know, I can't say thank you. And one thing my grandmother taught me that she beat into me but taught me is to be grateful.
Amen.
She wouldn't let none of us leave her, you know, her presence without understanding. So I'm so grateful to you and grateful to Coach Cassandra for bringing you on. And I just want to express that gratitude. I'm just so grateful that you took the time to come on and open up and share and stay on. I'm just blown away. And again, Coach Cassandra, who meets and knows all these wonderful people, you know, grateful to you to bring them on and help us go to the next level in our businesses. And to I think it's Pastor Karen. I think Pastor Karen, they said, who's also on. And you know,
yeah.
You awesome women of God. And I'm grateful. And I, you know, again, thanks to my grandmother, who every single day it was a phrase in our home that you must be grateful. And I'm grateful for what you all have poured out here today. And I just pray that God, you know, continues to bless you and empower you to more, make you more successful than you are now and open
yeah.
up more doors than you have open right now, that he will continue
yeah.
to open doors and that he will open doors for you to come to New Jersey. He will. They are open already. You already
come
said
on
it.
Now.
God has. Got to do is go get it. The doors are open. We have not only that event, we have other events that we do here that we have people. We have, like I said, colleges, universities where people can speak and do workshops and trainings, and we do things for authors. We have author events here and there. If you have a book, we have a women's book club here. The Women's Empowerment Book Club, she features different authors. If you have a book, you know, we'll get it featured. We have Terry Benjamin. He is one of the persons who does something with authors here on the show. With authors, he'll read your book and he'll come on and he'll do your book. If you have a book, tell us about that. Email us if you have a book. And so we just, any of you all with books, you know, inbox me with your book and we'll get it to Professor Terry Benjamin. He reads them. Then he'll come on and do like an expository book and we'll promote your book. But we also, you know, have people come and speak and share with the local people here. So we just appreciate you and thank God for you. And thank God for all those listening. Thank God for in and staying connected with us. We'll be back tomorrow for open mic. You know, call in tomorrow. You can talk to us, share what you got out of the broadcast. If you're on Facebook, don't forget hashtag Power Your Possibilities, or you can hashtag the AAE Show. I know you got a lot to share about Apostle Hare. You are worth your weight in gold. God bless you, woman of God. I look forward to meeting you in person soon, and you know, we just thank God. And as you continue in your travels around the world, I can see why you have a worldwide ministry, because you certainly have a message that is very powerful and life changing. It's changed my life today, and so I thank God for you all. And I'm ready to go out and make it happen.
Oh.
Just do it.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
I'm so excited.
You know what?
Thank you, Apostle. You are a blessing. You are a blessing to the body of Christ.
Yes,
you are amazing. I can't get to church on Sunday. Oh, baby, I'm going in with a new attitude, y'all. I got a new attitude.
Well, hey,
oh, thank you.
You know what? Have church today. Don't wait for Sunday. That's what I tell people when I show
Amen.
Up, church is showing up because God is in me. So Christ in me, the hope of glory. You need some hope? You need to call me. You need to pick up the phone and check me out. You know, Jesus lives on the inside of me. But I know what you're saying, Coach. I understand what you're saying.
I want to go talk to I got a message for those people there. Oh, yeah, I have church every day. But, I mean, it's a group of people at the particular church that
okay.
I'm a member that I want to go there, and I want to share the information that I've learned here today.
Okay.
I want to stand before those, because there are people in that church who need to hear this message. So I'm going to ask my pastor for a minute or two at the podium. I've never done that. I usually just wait for him to call on me to do whatever. I don't typically, but this now, because of what you said, I feel that I have a charge, and I'm going to ask the pastor if I can have a few words before at the podium, before the congregation, and I'm going to tell them what you have said, that it is time, the famine is over.
Absolutely.
Start your business. Take an idea. Yeah, I'm going to share this, and I'm going to say, Apostle, I'm going to invite them to come and listen to the full broadcast, but I'm going to do that this Sunday, so I thank God for you.
Amen. Look, if you need a scripture, look at 2 Kings chapter 8.
2
Kings chapter 8, verse 1 through about 7 or 8, something like that.
2 Kings, I got my Bible right here.
Chapter 8, I think it is. And it's talking about the widow. And what remember when I mentioned about the restoration, the Lord said her land and her house was restored back to her. And everything that was taken from her during that famine.
Yes. Now Elisha had said to the woman, whose son, 2 Kings chapter 8, I got it. Amen.
Those are some powerful verses. And so the king called for right in the midst that she showed up in front of him. See, that's why sometimes you got to show up to get your blessing.
My God. Yes.
So if you don't show up and you're sitting in your little four-world corner and nothing happening there, she showed up. And the king responded to her because of what seed she had poured in the past. And now here the blessing of restoration came to her that day.
Yes, I
see
it right here.
The famine is over.
Yeah, it's all right here. So I will thank you so much. Oh, yes. So this
is a good message to take to the body of Christ at this time. And I thank you for doing that and hearing that in the spirit of them to do that, because that's what we need to do in our four walls now. We can shout, we can praise when we come out. If our situation ain't changed, that's still our charge and responsibility.
Well, we're hooked up. Thank you.
Amen.
I tell you that. And this is I tell you, and even for August, I know you won't, you know, be able to be there physically, but I will be sharing with the people. I can't wait. I'm so glad.
I'm
I know
on Facebook.
The Lord's doing
Facebook
apostle,
right now.
Yes, apostle head of hair. God bless you, woman.
Amen.
God knows that I needed to hear this on today, and that I know if I needed to hear it, I know everybody else needed to hear this on today, because we're ready, we're positioned,